All right, hey everybody, welcome, welcome. I'm new here. You guys can see my first podcast. It's April 24th to 12 p.m. And I don't know, I just wanted to talk. You know, you sometimes just want to talk or rant or let go of your frustration or talk about what a great day you guys had today, you know? Right now, I'm in the living room. I'm all alone. Alright. You might be thinking, oh, what is this first video about? I'll tell you the truth. I was gonna make a nice intro video, you know, to open up my podcast. But, no. The past 3 days, I've been stressed out, so I'm going to be one of those people and vent. I'm sorry. I'm going to vent all my frustration out on you because I'm that type of person. If you hear any sounds or anything off, I'm sorry. I'm using headphones, and it's hard to know how far my mic should be, just to let you guys know. Just let me know later on if you want it closer or far away. Well, anywho. Alright. 3 days ago. Yes, was it 3 days ago? I could tell you exactly. Tuesday, Monday. Four or five days ago. It was on a Friday. It was raining. Okay? Late. Maybe about 7. So it's not really that late. 7. 6 to 7:30. I was at home, of course, and my dad gets here from work, because, it was raining. I didn't know. I was too busy reading. That's one of my passions, if you guys wanted to know. I love reading. Anything fiction related, I love it. Love it, love it. But, anywho, I didn't notice, but I guess it was raining hard, and he ran upstairs, you know, and exactly at 12:03. Yes, at night, midnight, the fire alarm went off. I'm like, oh my god. And it was like a jolt, because you know you're either you're trying to fall asleep or you are sleeping at that time. I think I was like in REM sleep and about to get into sleep. And I just hear that go off and my heart just, it felt like my heart just bam, almost came out of my chest. Like, it was horrible. Anywho, that happened, and it just woke me up. Like, whew, I'm awake. And, it took a while for them to turn it off. You know, people decided to stay outside and talk for a while. By that time, I was wide awake. Wide awake. So, what am I gonna do? I just decided to read, you know. I was reading and watching some YouTube videos until 5:30 in the morning. And then I'm like, I'm tired. I want to go to sleep. All right, I went. That's what I did. I went to sleep. An hour, 2 hours later, my dad, boom, I've been calling you. I'm like, ah. He wakes me up. I think it was like 7 in the morning. I'm like, he goes, somebody stole my car. I'm like, what? He goes, yeah, I went downstairs to work, to, you know, for him to go to work. And my car wasn't there. I'm like, because, I'll admit it. I don't like where I live or where we live, because I live with my daddy. It sucks. Like, I've been here 2 years. Yeah, we renewed the lease 2 years. Like, the first week and a half, I moved here with my dad. His car got broken into. His window got smashed. His old car. He just got a new car. So, his new car got stolen. His old car. And about 7 other cars got broken into. So, the windows got smashed. And one car got stolen. And, of course, there was blood in our car, and the car that's next to us, their whole back seat was full of blood. We didn't know that at the time, though. After the police left, we found out, and what's done is done, so it's like, whatever. But they did get some blood. Anywho, I asked my dad for 100% of what happened that day, right? And the thing is, guys, my dad does not speak English. And, oh my God, you don't even know how hard it is to speak to my own father. When you don't understand that person about 95% of the time. But, alright, he told me what he can. Then I called the police. They came 30... I asked while I was on dispatch how long will it take. It varies. It's about 30 minutes. It might take longer. It might take less. It depends on, you know, dispatches and where the cops are, if they're busy or not. Anywho, I took a quick shower because I'm not meeting a stranger just the moment, you know, I stayed up all night. Anywho, you understand. I'm trying to be hygienic. Anywho, I said that a lot. I'm sorry. She came. It was a female police officer. I had to write the testimony. And I kept asking my dad for the full story. Because I was... you guys don't know. I don't know if in your states it happens. But in Florida, we have to... they give us a sheet of paper when something is stolen. Like a car theft. You have to sign initial, you know... Just so it says whatever testimony you gave, it's 100% truth to your knowledge. So just in case there's a, because there's fraud, you know, trying to get money from insurance, blah, 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 blah. So I had to, before I signed that, ask my dad 100% tell me what happened. Because the cop, cause, you know, I was talking to her and told her before I wrote the paperwork, everything that my dad told me, and she was looking on the computer. She comes out of the car. It's like, hey, did your dad leave the keys in his car? I'm like, hold on, let me ask. Bam, dad, did you leave your keys in the car? What, that night? He goes, yeah, it was raining. I forgot. I'm like, oh my God. So yeah, I almost falsified documents without knowing. Even if I wouldn't have gotten in trouble, my dad might have gotten in trouble. Because, yeah, you're supposed to tell him everything. So I'm like, ugh. So in the bottom of my testimony, I put, father forgot, you understand, keys in car because heavy rain. It is his bad. He did something, and I know it stresses him out. Guys, my dad is in his 60s, so he's... And I'm the youngest in my family, so he's, yeah, so him forgetting something, and most likely because how hectic his job is, it happens. Anywho, ever since then, I've been stressed the F out. I've been really jittery. I haven't been sleeping. If you guys heard that, my bad. My bad if you heard that. I was cracking my neck. Don't do that, by the way. It's bad for you. Anywho. Ugh. Like, any sound outside, cars, like, moving too much, I get up and look out the window. I know my dad's car isn't there anymore, but it's just been happening nonstop. And I don't know, like, it's like I'm getting paranoid because I hear car alarms from far away, and it's, like... I'm lucky I sleep in, like, I wake up every hour on the hour. It just, it irritates me. Just the people here, oh my God. It's like, I'm not a great human being, but I'm not a bad human being, you know? I'm happy when people do good things, and I'm sad when bad things happen to innocent people, you know. I wish I could help people, but hey, I myself don't even have a leg to stand on. I can't support myself, how can I support somebody else? But it's like, when you're in that situation, in my mind, I just start thinking, like, man, if I knew these people, and if they were teenagers, I don't know, I feel like, it's gonna sound bad, you guys could hate on me all you want. I'm like, damn. Like, get a freaking vodka bottle, put a rag in it, put it on fire, and throw it through their window. Or, like, break their leg, you know, find their parents' car and, like, set it on fire. Something, you know, it's like, they have so much more privilege. Because my dad is old. And he can't get hired for any job. You guys want to know? He got, his job got, terminated. Not him, but everybody lost their job. Because, they closed down a couple of years ago. And my dad was working there for about 20 years, maybe? Give or take, about 20 years, maybe more. I have no idea. It's like, and they tell him, well, if you want to work in a same job, but a different company, we're going to put you back down to what you started at when you first started working. So his 20 years of hard work just went down the drain. So my dad said no. And of course he's already old enough, so he gets Social Security, but or retirement, or you know what I mean. But it's not enough to live off of. It's not even enough to pay the rent. So, and you might be wondering, why aren't you working? I want to work. Like, I want to do something big or small. Just, like, I want to, but I got hospitalized about, was it, 3 times, 4 times in, like, 2 months. And 1 month, I got hospitalized the same day twice. So now I have about over $30,000 in debt, hospital bills. And there was ways for charity to pay it off, and they paid two technically, but one was a bill was 150, the other one was over 15,000, but I still have over $30,000 in hospital bills. It's like, and now I'm in a lot more pain, and it's totally different than the pain I used to have, because the first pain was, I don't know, I wanted to die. Like, when it happened, it's, I don't know how I explained it. I told you it was like, I guess I had nerve damage, but whatever, and it gave me like the worst headaches in the world, but it's more like it went to your temple, that soft spot right there on your head, and just went to that one spot, and it got so bad, like any light, even from my own phone, bothered my eyes, gave me a headache. Sound in one part of like one ear bothered me. I just wanted to be in total darkness and total silence. But, yeah, I had a contact every person that sent me mail saying, oh, you owe this, you owe this, you owe this. And when I did, they either did not pick up, or they had no place to leave a message. They just wanted you to pay. So, after a month of me trying, I went back to the hospital, and a nice lady there was nice enough to call each and every one of my bills. But guess what? In every place we called, it's like, oh, we're closed because a snowstorm. Okay, so but the lady was nice enough. It's like, hey, I'm calling for so-and-so, and this is the account number, and if it's possible, call her back with the facts, because the charity, it's called the charity letter, but that's what you give companies or pay doctors, whatever, you give them that, and they can use that as showing that you yourself, I can't pay, I don't have insurance, I got nothing to my name, can't pay, but you understand, it's to help somebody in need. And then she lets us, like, oh, call her back, and if she doesn't pick up, if it's possible, leave a voicemail, because I get about 20 or 30 calls a day of spam, so I rarely call, but I'm like, I rarely pick up, I mean. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to wait until I see a voicemail in my, my phone. I almost said email. That'd be hilarious. Nope. Nobody called me. And the limit is 3 months. And 3 months already passed. So, like, a month ago. So, yeah. It's like, left, right, and center. Just things bad. Bad things happen. But, yeah. I tried. Like, so I stay home 24/7, because my pain now, the pain that I have now is my spine, or my lower back, it's my lower back spine. I told my dad that I think a nerve between my hips and my spine is pinched, because the pain I get stays on my right leg, it like spreads. Like downwards through my leg, and I told my dad, this is the worst reference I'm gonna tell you right now, but this is how I explain to people. It's like somebody that got their leg amputated, and they had the phantom leg syndrome. They start gripping their leg, like and pushing down on it because they could feel it. That's how I feel. It's my pain is really horrible. And my spine, my back as well, the pain is ridiculous. I almost stabbed myself once cutting sausages because I was making some soup for myself. Because, I don't know, where my leg gave out in the process, I had a lot of pain. And I screamed because I had a knife in my hand. I'm like, I almost stabbed myself because I fell. Thank God I didn't. The worst pain, though. I feel sorry for my dad. It happened on his birthday. It's like, we're gonna get some cake, so, we're gonna go eat out. And I'm like, okay. Oh my God. Because I noticed before, I'm like, yeah, sitting down hurts. I can't sit in a computer chair more than a minute before I'm in pain. The couch, I can do the couch about 20, 30 minutes before my leg starts hurting. My nose, I couldn't sit before, like, my lower back and my legs started to hurt. But it's like, in the car, I was in pain. I'm like, let it go. Yeah, the worst pain was when we got to the restaurant. I was hungry. I were gonna eat some food. I couldn't wait. I'm like, I was hungry. Nope. I took one bite. I'm like, I can't eat this. I wasn't hungry anymore because how much pain I was in. It was horrible. Like, I was trying to get my mind off of it, telling my nephews, like, hey, because my nephew has learning disabilities. So I'm like, I was telling him, why don't you make YouTube videos from your phone? Because he likes playing, like, little games off from his phone. And I was showing him, like, apps and stuff, trying to get your mind off of the pain. And that's what I was doing. Nope. I didn't eat anything, so I packed up my food. My brothers, his wife, and my dad, everybody ate. I didn't touch the cake. Nope. No, thank you. The moment I got off my chair, my whole back, I felt really stiff. And I was still in pain, but I was really, really stiff. And it was really hard for me to move. It was ridiculous. It's like I was a, I don't know. When I got in the car, my pain just got worse and worse. And my dad was like, I'm just going to take you to the hospital. I said, no, just take me back home. Just take me, because I didn't want to deal with hospitals, because that's more money I don't have. I don't want to deal with that. But yeah. He dropped me off and he left because he had a. I forgot what he was going to do. He's going to go back to my brother's place. Oh, he was going to go to. I think he was going to go to my oldest brother to get a check or something, get money from a job he helped my brother with. And what I do, like what I learned to get make my back or my pain go away, I still have it every day through the whole day, but it's minimized from a 12 out of 10. I have it a 2 if I don't do anything dumb, I guess, or if I don't be active, I guess. I don't know. Is laying on the floor, flat surfaces are my best friend, and trying to lower myself down using the couch as a floor, I almost cried because it felt like somebody literally stabbed me in my back. It was so bad, and I literally almost cried. I'm like, shit. A part of me, sorry for my language. A part of me was like, oh my God. Like, I wanted to call my dad, and at the same time, I was also wanted to call 911 because it was so bad. But no. I finally was able to lay down, and less than 5 minutes, my pain went away. It's like, so it's like now every day, that's how I do. My bed is perfect because my dad reinforced the bottom, so it's always 100% straight. So my back is always straight. Oh yeah. I can barely do dishes because that's me standing up in one spot for too long. But I try. I try to cook. It's just hard. It's like the simplest things people take for granted I can't do anymore. So every day when my dad gets home, he sees me on the floor, laying down on the floor, like on a carpet floor. I have a pillow and I have a blanket. And because I can't go outside, I have, because we have a little small balcony. We're in a third floor apartment, by the way. I have the screen or the yeah open, blinds up so I could get some breeze, some air, and sometimes like the sun. When it gets 4-ish, 5-ish, sun comes into the living room, and I get sun like that. It's better than nothing, I guess. It's like there's a lot of things I want to do. I wanted to start, but I can't. I can barely walk down the stairs, so I can barely sit in a chair. It's hard, but I'm gonna start. I need to do something. If you guys were wondering before this podcast, I used to stream on YouTube, but I can't stream on YouTube anymore. And before that, I used to stream on Twitch. So it's like I'm all about the social media platforms. Not a Facebook person, not a Tumblr person. I guess I'm more like, I don't know. I'm special, I guess. But yeah. But you guys know, a lot of you guys have bad days or bad weeks. Some of you might have a bad year, but you have to prevail. Right now, I can't do anything on my own, but I told my brother that I help him. So yeah, with what he wants to do. But yeah, this is my rant podcast. My rant. I don't know what this is. Just me talking a lot of butt kiss, I guess. I don't know. I don't know. Guys, all you guys out there, if just one of you guys watches this or hears this. It's fine. None of you guys. I think you guys should make a podcast. If you have something deep inside that you want to let out, like, it's good. It makes you feel good, you know? If you had a shitty week, let it out. Make a video or make a podcast like this. Record yourself. Let your frustration out. You'll feel better. Because somebody out there might have gone through the same thing as you. So they'll understand. But yeah, thank you. I am going to make another podcast after this. And it's going to be about my brother and me. And I guess our dreams. Alright, but thank you for stopping by. You guys are awesome. Thank you for hearing my rants. If you guys did hear the whole almost 26 minutes of it, thank you. Hope you guys have a great day, and I'm sorry for all the studying. You know what I mean. Alright, thank you again. Peace out.